Hello, I'm back. Hello. I'm back. Yippee. Hi again. Let's wait till everyone comes in. How are you going? Yeah, woo. I'll just wait till you all come back in. I'll just give it a moment. Continue to chat amongst yourselves, it's fine. Just waiting for everyone to come back in. Yay, yay, yay. Nom, 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 nom. Right. Yeah, sorry, it was a pretty quick call. So, like there's nothing like wrong with my car, but they did just like upsell me a few things because I was like, it's been a while, so they wanted to like the what did I show? Like I don't want to say anything wrong, and then you'd be like, you don't know nothing about cars, Sarah, and I was like, yeah, you're probably right. But the most expensive, like it's all gonna be like not too spency, but they upsold me in a few things, and I was like, yeah, all right. Because I have been noticing that the car is a little bit laggy, and yeah, spark plugs probably do need replacing. So all right, go ahead. And they also need to do an oil flush because, yeah, the oil's a bit, they said it was quite chunky, or like claggy. And I was like, that's fair. I love spark plugs. They want to upgrade the flux capacitor. Oh, and also one of my brake lights was out. So like, yeah, we need to fix one of your brake lights. And I'm like, oh. So I didn't even notice the brake light thing, but I was like, because it has been a while. Oh, and also one, they need to replace my rear wipers because they don't work very well, and I was like, yeah, I could have told you that. It should be done in, they said come around in 2.5 hours to pick it up. So, it's only like walking distance, so I can just walk down. Not have to get my dad to like pick me up and drop me off. Sometimes I see cars with a headlight or taillight out, and I'm like, how do they not know? They could be me that fast. I think they've already been, because like I told them, like this morning they quoted me just for the general service, and it was really reasonable. Like it was like only, it was under 200 Monopoly monies. So just for like the general service, which includes like oil chains, wheel alignment, like just the safety check and stuff, and the just like the general things that they do in a car service was under 200 Monopoly monies, which is what, like probably 120 US, but it's a little bit extra now that they found all these other things that were like kind of not 100% great. So it's gonna be a little bit more spency, but wrong with it, but there's a lot of things that you could do to improve the performance. Closer to 150? Yeah, probably closer to 150 then for just the, but I thought that was a good price for just a general service. But the spark plugs were going to be an extra 195 AUD, so it's like, okay. AUD is less than yen, I think. Thank you for paying for my car. You honestly don't have to. I promise it's fine. I have savings. Thank you for paying not so much Monopoly money. Wow. I can drive things to you. Sign far. You don't have to do this. More. Take the non-Monopoly money. I'm fine. If I ever have money troubles, I just ask my parents to help me. I shouldn't say that. Take my Monopoly money. Okay. But at least this prevents me from having to ask my parents to help me. Really, what? I can't help it. I'm the youngest child. I hope they're not listening. I'm the youngest child, and also they're like, I try not to. I try to be very self-sufficient. Like I never really ask them for anything, but they're the type of parents who, especially my mom, Snake Mom is the type who, like, I think gift giving is her love language. So she'll always just like buy me groceries or buy me clothes or buy me like just necessities or like take me out for dinner or take me out for lunch or something. So I think that's just kind of her love language, is just making sure that I'm like cared for. So she would never bat an eyelid if I was like, I need you to help me pay for my car. Like she would just be like in an instant want to help me. But I just feel like I also feel bad about asking you to do that, because it's like I want to show them that I'm like I'm an adult. She's indeed the Sarah baby. I don't like. Yeah, so I don't like having us, so that's why I generally don't, but I just know that if I ever needed to, they would. So don't ever like worry too much about me, because I always have my parents as a safety blanket, but like I don't like to have to rely on them. Yeah, I think that's why I like to budget and like make sure that I've got enough of my own funds for things. Because I just don't I think I They've already done so much for me that just like it's wounding to my pride to have to be like, yeah, bail me out. Much like that when you're a kid. Less so when we, because I think I wouldn't have considered my family wasn't very wealthy, but they were hard workers. So when we were growing up, I think when my parents were still younger and at like the sort of earlier beginnings of their careers, we didn't really have much at all. But I think because my parents were such hard workers, they kind of both climbed to relatively senior positions in their respective fields. So yeah, definitely didn't start that way, but I think it was through their own like just their own perseverance and hard work that they kind of they're in a really comfortable position now. Yeah. And like Snake Mama's retired now. Snake Mama could retire if she wanted to, but I think she likes her job too much. Well, she likes having the additional money from her job too much, so. Yeah, I don't want them to ever feel like they can't rely on me for things in the future as well. So that's why one day I want to be, in a position that I'm the one who's able to like support them if they needed it. I don't want to like say too much about Snake Mother's or Snake Papa's jobs, because it's like their stories aren't necessarily mine to tell. And I know that. But you can just imagine it. You can imagine whatever you want. I mean, you don't even know entirely like what jobs I did, so I feel like because it's like for me, I think like occupations are a different side. Like every person has like multiple different facets of themselves. And not every facet is on display at every time. So I think that's like for me, that's why like I never really went into too much detail about what I've done or like the specifics of any of my jobs because like that's a different facet of me. Like that was a like that's a professional facet different from this professional facet, you know? Think I better go take a shower and get ready for tomorrow. Are you a night showerer, Erica? Jin and Snake Dropper are old war buddies. Yeah, and there's also the security privacy aspect of it as well. Night shower always. Is Sarah a morning shower? Depends. Like, it really just depends on how I'm feeling at the time. Like, if I haven't really done much that day and I'm not very stinky, I'll just go to bed. If I have somewhere important, like if I have to be up and out of the house early, I'll shower at night. So, yeah, so my hair is dry by the morning and I don't have to like dry my hair that morning because that'll just take time. But yeah, sometimes it's just more convenient to shower in the morning and just have it start your day and wake you up a bit. But on average, I think I tend to shower more at night than in the morning. But I have to make, sometimes I'll just make the decision to do the morning shower. The only thing that would make me morning shower is because I need to get my hair in order that day. Like that, for me, it's the opposite. If my hair needs to look nice, I shower the night before the morning. Yeah, having long hair kind of sucks for because it's so wet. Yeah, basket showers are so easy. Do you even have to like shampoo and condition? If your hair is really short, do you even have to use shampoo? Or like, because what would build up in like such short hair? Like, if you're bald, do you have to shampoo? Yeah, honestly, showering at night, I have to make sure that if I shower at night, it's like I don't go to bed straight away because like then your pillow gets wet because your hair's still wet. I think I'm using it. I don't have a scrunch, like I have my hair tied up at the moment, but it's a hair tie rather than a scrunchie. Oh, ball, do you need to sew? You gotta clean the scalp. That's true. Like, I'm sure that even if your hair is short, you still have to maintain your scalp. A hair clip kind of gal. I actually, I have not used a hair clip in ages, but I'm saw some like girls with really cute hair clip hairstyles the other day, and I kind of want to get one. Back from the shower, we're talking about showering. Neat. How was your shower? Scrunchies are less damaging. Maybe I should move to scrunchies. I've got a few scrunchies, but I just like they, I feel like they're just not elasticy enough. It helps you wake up in the morning. Hot and steamy. Excellent. Oh man, I kind of want to have shown. But not like right now. Everyone is talking about it, and I'm like, that would be really nice. I used to tie my hair into ponytails or buns. If I wasn't feeling it, I would use hair clips to keep my hair behind my ear on one side. Bobby pins ain't great lock picks. I mean, I can't stand cold showers. Even in summer, I still want it to be kind of warm. That's just because we're talking about the showers. Off to the shower and then off to sleep. Lots of work tomorrow. Have a wonderful rest of your day, Sawa. Thank you, Erica. Showers are nice at night, though, especially when you get out, you're cooling down before bed. I like a night bath, actually. Oh, maybe I'll have a bath tonight. Did you get kicked off the Twitter space? No! Come back. Bathroom JK, unless. Yeah, wasn't the conclusion is that you only want a shower space so you can think about the VTuber naked? Or like do some sort of weird. I have like just a tiny. I've sucked on this lollipop so long that it's just like a tiny little nub of candy on the end of the stick. But, like you're gonna use some sort of evil maths to triangulate the position. That was my conclusion. Maybe that's what I'd be thinking. No, it's like strawberries and cream. It's like a like I don't know. You probably have the Chupa Chup brand, right? It was just like a little Chupa Chup thing. Yeah, actually, I'm also like I'm when I am in the shower, it's a very quick affair. Like I don't spend a lot of time in there because they had this back when Australia had a lot of drought, they implemented this like 4 minute showering sort of policy that like showers should only be 4 minutes long, so. Like, I got very used to yeah, little timer thingy you got. So that's why I'm like, showering should be quick. And I'm still pretty quick in there. Like, you know, as soon as I get in, you know, get my hair drenched, throw that shampoo in, like, shampoo as quickly as possible. And then as soon as the shampoo is out, you put the conditioner in, you're down to already a minute and a half. Like you got it, you're a minute and a half through. Like leave the conditioner in for the two more minutes in the shower as you like set to work, like washing every other bit of your body with like soap or body wash. military style. Yeah, they used to give you this timer so you could time your 4 minute shower. And so like as your as the conditioner is sitting in your hair, you spend like 2 minutes just like attacking every part of your body with soap as quickly as possible. And then the last 30 seconds you're rinsing out your you're rinsing out your conditioner, so trying to beat that 4 minute timer. I mean you could turn the shower off as well while you shampooed and stuff maybe. So it's only 4 minutes of running water. And she didn't want to end it, but want to get ready for bed, so she brushed her teeth on the Twitter space. I have an electric toothbrush. So, does anyone else here use an electric toothbrush, or do you like? Does anyone here still manually use a toothbrush? I feel like I can never go back. It has a built-in timer, so it knows like when you're done brushing your teeth. Still manual? Use a manual toothbrush? Yeah, it's like you try electric and you will be, your life will be changed. Like the first time you use it, your teeth never feel so clean. Analog toothbrush. Electric's uncomfortable. It can be a little bit like intense at first because like it's up against the gum and it feels like it does kind of feel like when you're at the dentist getting your teeth cleaned for the first time and they're using like not for the first time, but you're at the dentist and you're getting your teeth cleaned and they're using the what's the drill of the water? Like that picks away at the plaque, yeah. Oh, how is the water flosser? Yeah, I just use, yeah, you just use it till it tells you that you're done. The water pick. Yeah. Does anyone else like what are your reviews on it? Because I'm kind of interested. I don't want to like have to keep flossing with like manually. I'm just going to automate my life. Like I don't I want to automate my life. Chips your teeth. Oh no. Is it really that harsh? It doesn't replace flossing though. Oh, so I'm still gonna have to do it manually like a jerk. There's a simple solution if you don't want to floss, don't floss. But how will I like whenever my dentist asks me like how's your flossing been going? And like I floss and I still feel guilty. Like I can't go down from like I can't go down to zero. I still feel guilty because I'm like I'm still not flossing as well as I think she wants me to floss. Dentist guilt trips. They're not flossing right before the dentist appointment. Yeah, like literally 10 minutes beforehand in the dentist's bathroom going, come on, come on. I kind of like I'm curious about the bidets. Like, yeah, they good? Does anyone have one? I'm curious. Like speaking about automating my life, like yeah, now you gotta floss because you feel bad. That's right. Why is floss associated, like why is flossing associated with guilt? Flossing for anything other than getting food out between teeth is a money grab from big dentistry. Okay, so using it after manual flossing, so using them both. Daniel comes a bloody well, you know. So if I just feel like they're just sensitive. I've always had sensitive gums. Not telling a healthcare professional about your problems because you don't want them to judge you. I know, that's like so counterintuitive. The smell at the dentist, like that sort of the smell of the air or something. Because it does kind of have like a dentisty smell, but I can't discern what that smell is. Oh, the dental syringes are so scary looking. Why do they always want to have a convo with you? Because, I don't know, maybe they're extroverts and they're just looking for someone to converse with. They can only have so many conversations with like the dental hygienist. Yeah, it's like everyone knows if you've been to a dentist, you know what the smell is, but it's hard to describe. Dentist Andy. Like, I'm going to the dentist, I get free dental, but I still never go. Yeah, I feel like if I had a dentist in the family, then like, I mean, I already go pretty regularly, so it's not as if I needed an incentive, but. I have three dentists in four assistants helping out removing one wisdom tooth. Oh my God. So did you like, you didn't go under to get your wisdom tooth out, you just got it done in the chair at the dentist's? Because they took all four of my wisdom teeth out at the same time, but they put me under, so I didn't realize it until after like it was done. But yeah, having to recover from that was a bit like it wasn't too bad. It was just a week of not really being able to eat properly, but I'm glad they're out now though. They would have caused me a lot of trouble if they'd stayed in. Would Sarah for a good dentist? I think her voice would be calming for her patients. Yeah, all four. Because I have a tiny mouth. Like, I had braces when I was a kid. And they've always just like commented that like the reason why I had to have braces because like my teeth would get really like if they were just left to their own devices they'd be really crowded. So my parents knew the value of, you know, having good teeth. So they made sure that I got braces and I had like yeah orthodontics and everything. So I have a wonderful smile now, but the wisdom teeth was th were threatening to ruin everything, so they had to get and they were like going to impact, so or they were being impacted, so they need to all come out at the same time. Yeah, I think when I got my wisdom teeth out, I remember like I think I was mid-sentence. Aki, slightly cringe dentist story. One time as a kid, I was at the dentist and they pried my mouth open to work on my teeth and my tongue started itching, so I scratched it on the They probably, I mean, I'm sure they've had worse. But that's really funny. That's really funny. Angry and bit him. Wow. Dead-o, That's really funny. You're at 7 at the time, please understand. Okay. I'm finally finished my lollipop. It took me an hour. It took me over an hour. That was like an hour and a half of me. Well, that was the whole space, guys. The post leader came tongue itch. Was it good? Yeah, it was all right. It was like a mini lollipop too, so it wasn't even a very big one. Kind of licks it, take too many. No further questions. Yeah, I don't like the feeling of the numb mouth after you've had the lidocaine. Liquor. Yeah, I think I only have like, I only have a couple fillings in my mouth. Like one of them is a just kind of like in a problem spot, so like it gets a lot of wear and tear. So I've had to have it replaced twice before. So it was really annoying. I'm always afraid of that one like just coming out. So it's just in a really, yeah, it's just in a really like in a spot that gets a lot of wear and tear and a lot of like yeah, so it was traumatic the first time it happened. Like I was, and you know what did it? I was literally flossing my teeth. And like because the filling had kind of worn down, like the bonding had worn down. And so I went to floss my teeth and it literally came out with the floss. Like I brought the floss down and a chunk of my tooth, which was the filling, came out. I'm like, what the fuck? It was traumatic. Yeah, flossing doing the thing that it's not meant to do. And so the next day I was like straight to the dentist. It's just like you can't help but like touch the you like tongue the area around where it's come out and it like feels like you feel even got half a tooth there and it's It was like in the back. It was one of my molars, so like it's not like it was visible or anything. But yeah, I think it was just like the and like it's happened twice on that same tooth, like about a year apart, and they're just like it's just a really tough spot to get the bond to hold. Like when they do the composite bonding, like it's just a really hard place to get it to stick, is what they said. And so it's like, yeah, it's just gonna like you're just gonna have to keep an eye on it, and like we just have to repair it whenever we notice that it's getting a bit like worn down, but it's probably going to give you like trouble like that for the rest of your life. And I'm like, really? I have to be constantly worried that one day, like one day that tooth is just going to pop out again. And it's probably like worse than like it's only a filling, so it's probably like for like I probably make it. It's worse in my head than it probably is in reality. They're just like, oh yeah, we'll just put a new filling in. But for me, I'm like, I just lost half a tooth. And they'll be like, no, it's just a filling. Like, we can fix that. How common are gold teeth? I don't know. I don't know if I've seen anyone with gold teeth in a while. They most closely mimic the wear patterns of natural enamel. Interesting. Gold's been replaced by the modern filling composite in the past few decades. Yeah, the silver teeth used to be like those are the ones that would react with like aluminium or something, right? Interesting. Oh. Would it out me as being a boomer if I had some baby teeth filled with silver before all my modern dentistry was done on adult teeth? No, that's like, I think we'd be similar boomers, Tabitha, because I'm sure they did silver fillings on my baby teeth. Hello, is this the Sara Nagade, serpent storyteller from Prison Project Generation 4 here to create history? You are correct. Has anyone got a Sara tattoo yet? Would it be, what would it be? Would it be like Jin? Me. Has anyone got a Sara tattoo? Also me. Would it be Jin? Aluminum. Aluminum. Aluminum? What's that? Yeah, it'd be gin probably. Porcelain fillers and more durable anyway. Yeah, it's like a weird sort of composite now, isn't it? And then they put like the light on it to help it harden. Sara tattoo of the belly window. You can see Sara on a shoulder or a bicep. Sara's face on someone's back. Oh my gosh. I could never. Like, I feel like I reached a point where I was like, even just thinking, like, I can think that, yeah, tattoos on some people look cool, but I would never get one for myself because, one, I don't think I have the sufficient gravitas to pull off a tattoo ever. And two, I don't like pain. And three, sorry, going, hello. And three, I want to be able to go to the onsen. Can you still hear me? I'm kind of just like, I'm like lying down on my bed now. I was sitting up before and I'm sitting up now, but like, how do I, wait, if I get under the covers, I still need to be able to read the, okay, how's that? Can you hear me better? Better or worse? And then if I bring that there. There we go. Yeah, and I don't think I'd ever like anything enough to sound different, but I can hear you. We can. Okay, just let me know if that's better or worse. Stretch. Oh man, I could just fall asleep. But I have to go pick up my car in like hour and a half. I should get some, I don't know, I should probably clean up a bit. I did most of my laundry, but I have like I've already got more laundry to do. Holy crap, is my birthday in 43 days? What the hell? I am nice and cozy. Yeah, birthday soon. Yippee! I'm excited. I'm looking forward to celebrating with you guys. Busted in 43 days. If I ever got a prison tattoo, it'd have to be like a just if I'd get a bunch of temporary tattoo sticker sheets. I couldn't handle the pain. I don't like anything enough to like handle that much. I don't like needles on the best days. But I'd wear a temporary tattoo for them. What's my outfit today? I'm wearing a denim jacket and like a white t-shirt and like a long skirt. Like my shirt's tucked into my long, it's like a long kind of pleated skirt.
It's not liking something enough to keep it on my body forever. That too. I just feel like maybe be fickle. Ask if she has the goods, birthday merch. You'll just have to see. You'll just have to see. You'll have to see. Hi, Sarah. Hi, Irene. Oh man, I'm so cozy right now. I am so cozy. This is so nice. I love bed. It's just like perfect temperature to just kind of be snuggled up. Another darkie. You get the backside this time. Just Sarah's ass. Bed is friend, exactly. Temporary Sarah tattoos. I wonder if they do that. Maybe. Oh, I should wrap up the Twitter space. Like, I was planning on just going for like an hour, but I talked for almost two. But yeah. I'll put up a poll a bit later so you guys can choose a scenario for the ASMR. I'm just basing it off scripts I found, so just ones that I found that were cute and like safe for work. Like I nothing too spicy. But nothing too spicy. Comfy Sarah time. Sarah being a dentist. Open wide. Say, is that how what they do? I'm gonna stick this drill in your mouth now. Okay, I'm gonna put this numbing cream on so you can't feel it when I put this giant ass syringe in your mouth. I don't know if being a dentist is really like the nicest scenario. Like, it's the biggest fucking syringe you've ever seen. It looks like that shit out of Bioshock. The spicy scenarios are odd to listen to. Is it because it's like hard to think of Sarah in a spicy scenario? I'm too goofy to be sexy, I think. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I'm too goofy. Being goofy is sexy. Davy, Sarah can be rebuilt. We have the technology. See, what if there was an AI Davy, Sarah? Yeah, I don't think I've ever been like super duper spicy. I've only ever like the amount that I'm comfortable with. Yeah. You're off to work. Have a great day, everyone. You have a great day. Have a wonderful time at work. I am sleepy. I could totally have a nap right now. I shouldn't. I should be upright and productive. I don't wanna be productive. I wanna be in bed. No, don't want you guys to hear me snore. Honk shoo, me, 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 me. Don't think it'd be productive to build horizontal. I start thinking that like I could try and like what if I like brought the laundry I need to fold into bed? And then I could try and do that. Seem productive, right? I just make a little nest for myself in the clothes and fall asleep. That's probably more likely. Nice, good sleep for my health. Yeah, I was asleep last night. It's not like I'm running on just a few hours of sleep. This would just be greedy extra sleep. Oh, the self-folding laundry. I can only hope. Yeah, why is warm laundry fresh out of the dryer like the best? It's just so nice and toasty. I probably should just wrap this up, but. What are you guys gonna do? Once I'm done with the Twitter space, how are you gonna spend the rest of your day or evening? Is anyone else gonna go to bed? I mean, not anyone else gonna go to bed. I'm not gonna go to bed. I'm gonna stay up and I'm gonna be productive, definitely. Not going to fall asleep as soon as I press the end button. I can't sleep for too long anyway. I've gotta go pick up my damn car. Like, if I need to, I gotta walk down, so it's like. I could take maybe a half hour nap at the most. Exposed. Oh, you're currently only slaving away the final week. Mine was so cruisy. Like, I had my final week this week and it was so cruisy. Like, I only attended like two of the classes and not much happened. But I have assignments to do. So. I have a fit of fat snooze in there, probably. Hopefully. Oh, boil a couple eggs on toast and a cup of tea. That sounds nice. Gonna go to sleep, Dean Maria. Gonna get some time in. That sounds nice. Wait. You're going horse riding tomorrow? It's been a busy vacay, but I'm loving it. Oh, have the best time. I've never ridden a horse. I'm a little scared. But I feel like it sounds like something that would be awesome to do if it wasn't terrifying to me. I envy you, I'd kill for a cruisy end. Look, I'm saying it's cruisy now, but that's because I have not like looked at my assignments that I have to write over the next 2 weeks. Like, for next week's schedule, I probably won't do many NA primetime streams during the week, like as per usual, but that's just because, not because I'll be at uni, but because I need to force myself to write my assignments, and two, because the painting is going to be happening in the complex all of next week as well. But I should be a lot more active the following week. So next week I might be a bit MIA, just because. I have to do work, and also I don't want you to hear all of the sounds of construction, the gentle dulcet tones of Australian workmen outside. But then the week after, we're on baby. There's going to be a lot more streaming happening from probably the 12th. So look forward to it. Did on their work crew. Yeah, he's in high vis right now out there. Yeah, lovely, relaxing tradie sounds. Look, I know we're all going to be a lot happier in the complex once it's painted, but like everyone in the townhouse has to just get used to it. Everyone in this townhouse complex just has to get used to it for another week. And if it affects, my personal streaming schedule for a week, then I'm just going to deal with it. But I don't know. Hope they do a bigger paint job. Yeah, like we voted on this in the like everyone agreed in the like everyone who's an owner in the complex, like agreed to having it painted. So this is kind of like the troubles of being in a place where like yes, this is my house. But all the decisions surrounding the complex are joint with like literally everyone else who lives here. So, yeah, I love democracy. I just like yes, I voted yes to having it repainted because I was like, yeah, that would be nice. But I kind of just like wish it ha didn't have to disrupt a whole week of my life. Yeah, owner corpse. Does anyone else have any experience with it? Like strata and yeah, owner corpse? Not that I like, I mean, of course it has the painting has to happen sometime, so I'm just gonna kind of get over it, but yeah, sounds good on paper, but raises the home price as well. Force him to have a freestanding home, but I hate mowing, so yeah, we all have pros and cons. Cause like if I could choose when this happened, like I would have done it while I was busy at uni, not when I kind of wanted to get back into streaming. But oh well. But I'll be happy when my place looks really pretty, so I guess I've just got to deal with it. For now. Yeah, the timing was unfortunate. I really hope that they get it all finished next week because it's probably good to force myself to just spend a week working on my assignments. But if they're still going at it post next week, I'm gonna be so mad. I'll be so mad. I just want to have quiet enjoyment of my home again. And exactly one household of the farming area I'm in to vote no to having the road we all lived on pay. So every year, everyone but them organizes a gravel laying event. Yeah. Look, at least, like, I feel like my body corporate at least kind of like gets stuff done. I know of like friends and stuff who live in other sort of like strata schemes, and like I've heard that they can be absolute hell. No, they don't work. They start at like they send around an info sheet and they're starting at 7 a.m. and they finish at 4 p.m. So it's probably around like 2 p.m. PT to about 11 p.m. So those are the current times that they like work on my place.
which is just annoying because that's like kind of the time that I'd want to be streaming. But they don't work at night, so that means that I can still do like night streams pretty uninterrupted. You've had dinner, now you have a Maha Shoujo. Yeah, it's just annoying. Hopefully they finish by next week. I really want to be streaming a lot from the 12th. Hopefully. But yeah, let's try and I want to try and get a lot of games off my like you know how I've have like I have all these games that are currently that I'm currently playing through and I haven't finished them yet. I kind of want to get those off my plate by like the end of July. So hopefully we can get through some things. The summer break is for gaming. Yeah, at least it's sooner rather than later. Yeah, like Hollow Knight, Elden Ring, maybe a return to Hades. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah, I think it'd be nice to try and get through a few of those. So maybe I just do some like a week where I just dedicate a certain time to playing through Elden Ring or something. I'm just glad you started. It's become my favorite game. I just had to thank you for that. Aw. Did I have a bad day before that Hades stream? Oh, probably. I don't think I was in a very good headspace going into that Hades stream, and the Hades stream just made it worse. Well, you believe that I can win Hades? Thank you. Elden Week is not for the Elden Week. That's funny. I feel like someone's on my roof. Like I could hear something like a bang from above. I just hope they're done after next week. I want to stream lots. Maybe I'll go back to Hades. Yeah, they honestly might be on the roof, who knows? Yeah, they're listening in. They're in the walls. Maybe just comfy streams after. But I haven't even had a bad day today. I'm just sleepy. I'm just trying to think about what we even talked about today. And I'm like, thank you guys for just talking to me as I talk about the most inane domestic shit in my life. Like, I'm just talking about my car. I'm just talking about going to the dentist. I'm just talking about, the painters of who are in my townhouse complex. Like about being sleepy. Just talking about literally nothing. But we talked for like 2 hours about it. Now I feel bad that I've used up all this time. I'm sorry. I hope you've enjoyed just talking about whatever with me. It's been nice. But I really should wrap this up. I really should. Oh,
How often am I eepy? Always. That is so much nice. So much nice. It's so much nicer to be in than anywhere else. I think like I think that I'm at my eepiest. Yeah, probably in the afternoon. I think in the afternoon I get my eepiest. And then like I've got a bit of energy at night, and I've got some energy during the morning and the day, but the afternoon I always feel sleepy. And I've got to go get my car in like an hour, so wish me luck. And that there is absolutely, they don't throw anything else on at the end. No, they seem pretty nice. Like the mechanics seem pretty nice, and they were upfront about how much it would all cost. And they called me before they like to authorize anything else, so I trust them that they're not going to try and rip me off or anything. Actually, I didn't eat lunch. All I've eaten today was a coffee and that lollipop. Maybe I should actually go eat some proper food. That could be. Sarah, why are you so eepy? Maybe it's because I haven't eaten anything all day. Thank you, Monica, for your contribution to the Grey Name conversion effort. Your contribution is greatly appreciated. Yeah, sorry, eat. She's a 10, but she has absolutely no concept of like maintaining a healthy eating schedule. Yeah. Yeah, actually, I could go and get some food after I pick up my car, but no, I might have a snack now or something. Treat yourself. Wah. Okay, I'm gonna go. Thank you for hanging out with me for the past 2 hours. It was very fun. Yeah, you guys are great. Very swell. Where did the 10 thing come from? I don't know. I've just been seeing it on Twitter and stuff. Like I saw like did Iku ask for people to get do her like do them for her? So it was short but fun. Thanks for the spaces. You're welcome. They should be, I think they're they should be archived, so if you want to listen to out of context Sara ramblings, check it out later. All right. Give us a countdown to what? To going to bed. All right, you're going to be asleep in 3, 2, 1. Okay. All right, bye everyone. Sayonara.